We will see if it is truly nuclear revenge. On During Business Hours, it might be a nuclear revenge story.
Thanks to Seth.
Shout out to Seth for this one. But I will say that my nuclear revenge today at During Business Hours was pretty good. I noticed that we, at my former business, had an Indeed review. If you have never seen, Indeed is a job application based on the browser and or, you know, via iOS, APK files. You can get it on every device nowadays. It's a job-seeking application, and it's very useful for kids who have no fucking idea how to put in an application or a resume at a business. So you can be like, hands-free Facebook, can't get in trouble for doing these things or saying these things, except when you're a 30-something-year-old man with two kids and no balls, wants to put out a negative review on the business post-sale, like it's going to hurt the business. This person, you know, Andrew, as I've told you before, I thought it was Eric at first, but I think he's long gone and dead or in a bit ditch somewhere, medically castrated himself. But Andrew, great, has two kids, loving wife, got hired somewhere else for like $25 an hour in California, which is just above minimum wage, is very upset because he had ownership opportunities at Love Two Figs and then robbed me and tried to fuck me over on, you know, many occasions. I gave him every option to hang himself and he took them. 100% took every option and then was upset when I basically blackballed him to his face and fired him. I flew in, took the midnight red eye, right at opening. Hey, get the fuck out. You're all fired. I took him and his friends because he hired all his little friends and they all helped him get away with it. It's been a year since he was fired, a year and a month. And I received this. And it says, love to fix company pages activity this week. Never had activity. We get the occasional application. That's it. Original owner, one star, says one star. Original owner was abusive. New owner is a little better. He knows Anthony very well. He likes Anthony, I assume, unless he's against black people. But you never know. It says general manager. Never was a general manager. He was an assistant admin technician at when we gave him a title, and he was just a technician. Sure, he did a lot of the lead technician work because he was low man on totem pole for a long time. But it says typical day for a technician is nonstop work on repairing devices, managing sales of online items, never did that, as well as working directly with customers. He refused to do that. Everyone will do everything in the store, as is the right of every small business. Everyone should have their hand in many cookie jars. You should be viable and pliable to all the needs of the store. Mm-hmm. If you want it to succeed, you will. You'll make it succeed.
Right.
If you don't care, a year later, when you get in your feelings at midnight on May 27th, 2024, you'll have a few drinks and reminisce on what your life could have been if you'd only taken the deal from your boss as he was so willing to give you. Except I probably have another kid on the way living as a roommate with my three kids and my wife's friend in her house that I don't pay any rent to. Life. All right. That's my, what is it called? Nuclear revenge.
Nuclear revenge.
From 1,800 miles away. So tell me what the gist is that everyone's been laughing about on the internet. What the hell is going on?
So like Seth had mentioned about nuclear revenge stuff, posts, Reddit.
You've been looking into it.
Yeah. I found this thread called Traumatize Them Back. Which,
before you say that, I'm going to tell you right now, as I've told you before, I'm a very petty person, very petty. I talked to my wife about, like, what if we had ever broken up or done this or that, you know, in the ways her and her ex did. And I was like, I've been very petty. I would have probably planted drugs on you and sent you to jail, taken my kids, done whatever I needed to save the family. And then when you got out and learned your lesson, you'd come back. I'm petty. I'm not really going to do that, but I'm very petty. At least bashing and name calling.
Yeah. But it sounds like these people did that and more.
No.
Is what it sounds like.
Let's hear it.
All right.
You all let us know. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know in the comments how you feel about this type of content. We'll do more of it. If you enjoy, let us know. Hit that like and follow button.
So the title is I Was Ecstatic to fall on this infertility grenade if it meant somebody else wouldn't have to. No idea this sub was a thing. Love it. I posted this story elsewhere and somebody informed me it was perfect for here. So here it goes. I have severe infertility issues. organ fusing endo. One of my tubes is collapsing and wouldn't open no matter what I was trying. The ovary with a good tube was lazy and randomly split out eggs when it felt like it, which wasn't often. My hormones were out of whack, including producing too much testosterone. I have multiple chronic illnesses, and I'm disabled because of said illnesses. Parentheses, free handicap parking for life, though. Nice.
Sounds like a perfect partner.
Right?
For Oregon.
Can freaking take advantage of the disabled parking.
No, I was thinking about the homeless encampments. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just thinking like parking in front of like Walmart and having or whatever. But
it sounds like at this moment, it sounds like a very helpless person.
Yeah. Basically, the top fertility specialist in my state told me I had less than 1% chance of ever getting pregnant. And even if we had the money for IVF, my spouse and I decided the success rate wasn't high enough to bother. Infertility is always a bit of a sore subject anyway, but I always wanted to have one and or adopt one. So my husband and I, who had A-plus sperm, according to his analysis, legit with a doctor, figured we'd just adopt twice because after 7 years, it clearly wasn't in the cards, or so we thought. How the universe aligned is its own whole-ass story. Anyway, being infertile sucks, but I had fairly thick skin. My spouse and I have been together since 06, so we constantly got asked when we would have kids. Why don't you have kids already? Time is running out, so as you age, blah, 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 women today value work over family, and that's the reason why society is failing, blah, blah, blah.
So this is a woman, and she provided statements on her own that she valued work over family, let herself fall into disrepair, and now can't have children because of it and is upset. That's where we're at in the story.
Honestly, I'm kind of lost.
I thought you read this already.
No, I didn't. I was just looking up threads, and I was like, oh, this one might be fun.
Anyway, being infertile sucks, but I have fairly thick skin. Every other woman I know who's infertile is incredibly sensitive about it, which is soul-crushing, so no shade. But again, I just don't fucking care. I was delighted to perform what I saw as my civic duty. Anytime as a boomer would ask about kids, I would be pat my belly with a manic grin and tell them, can't, because I'm chock full of tumors, and the docs say never, with a really mean, cheerful, upbeat voice. And it was so satisfying watching the horrors overcome their faces, trying to backtrack. I think of some of them lessons learned those days, which is to shut the fuck up about those kids, you ignorant, festering trash bags of cottage cheese, and they're boomers, so probably not. But at least no one asked me why I don't have a second. Because you look like cottage cheese full of tumors?
Honestly, don't get it.
I don't get it. It sounds like she's upset. I pat my belly and tell them plumbing doesn't work. It's never going to happen. Cheerfully cores. And it says, when people ask about it, I'm full of snark. And those people got pregnant. It stabs me and said, every time a friend or relative got pregnant, I cried in private. I'm only human. I did some low points. It sounds like she was very upset. And then like...
So she's traumatizing the people?
People because of it, yeah.
Asking her.
And then everyone's on her back saying, I tell people I can't because I don't want to be bothered. Totally cry on demand. It's not even fake tears. It's the pros of being emotionally unstable. I don't have to force out shit. I keep it very tight lid to keep things in. So if people are being rude and obnoxious, nasty, it needs to be taught a lesson. I choose just to loosen that grip a little and out comes hysteria. I have lived an extremely shitty life in many ways. I have a shit ton of trauma and absolutely awful experiences. And yes, I have been to therapy. Don't tell me how to live. How do you think I got the lid on over it all? This is no cure for me. There's only acceptance in reality the way that it is and learning to live with it. But as be it of many, many, many therapists, psychologists used to say, some hurt goes deep and some damage is so severe that it will never fully heal and it'll never stop hurting. I can't imagine stop hurting. I just learned to live with the pain. And if you F with me, I will release it in your face. And because F you, that's why. It sounds like my aunt, very upset that she never had kids. It takes a toll on your body. Next one, r/pro revenge. It's a good one, and it's business related. So this happened in the early 2010s, before the advancement of technology in video editing and content creation. I was hired as a content creator for a university that wanted to leverage YouTube to kickstart their branding campaign. The pay was roughly $2,200. In those days, there were not many video content creators around the process, and it took time from start to finish. I was hired on my second day. My manager presented a KPI of 85 3 to 10 minute videos in 52 weeks, which was impossible for a one-man team in those days. I meant this had to do scripting, producing, casting talent, shooting videos, composing music. They were too cheap to pay royalty-free music subscription and editing, of all of which I had to use on my own equipment and software because their cameras and computers were so old. Simply couldn't handle the strain of even doing things in 720p, let alone 1080p. I tried to let my manager know, but she just smiled encouragingly and telling me to give it a try, assuring me if the videos were good, the quality would not be what she focused on. Hearing this, I agreed to give it a try. My manager treated me well in the first month. However, one day she found out I was a smoker. Her attitude changed overnight. A colleague had actually done a face palm when I told her that she had let me know that the manager hated smokers and often advocated to get them fired. She stated nitpicking on everything, from smelling like cigarette smoke after my breaks, coming in 5 to 10 minutes late despite doing more than 4 hours of overtime daily, not being contactable during break times. The list goes on. But I soldiered on because I just wanted to do the work and do it well. 5 months in, I was called in the director's office where I saw my manager putting on her best displeased but gleeful face, and I felt my stomach drop. The director told me she was disappointed, but she had heard that I was falling behind on my work, and it was already halfway through the year. I literally worked 6 days out of the week, 85 videos, completed 30, over 60 hours just to do what needed to be done. The things of being a one-man army made things impossible. And also the fact the videos I had put up grossed the highest views in their YouTube page in the campaign. I also recounted how my manager said that she was looking for qualities over quantity. The director dismissed this and stated the KPI was simply 85 videos in a year. And since it's almost halfway in the year, I didn't hit my numbers. She felt it was prudent to cut the cord early. I asked if I would even meet the KPI and if I was to fire me now. My manager had snorted, saying, "We'll find a professional production in-house to finish your work." The director had given her an odd look but nodded in her support nonetheless, telling you do not need to worry. The manager will get the job done. That was when the light bulb went off in my head. Seeing as I was the content professional in the office, one of the jobs was to keep a database of production houses to use in the event we needed to do a shoot that required more resources. And I was sure that I was going to be using the production house in my database as my manager had no contacts in the production industry. So I changed the contract numbers and messed up all the emails of all the entries except one. The one. I had a friend working on a junior as a junior director, not an assistant director, but a director assigned to a smaller video project. I gave him a call and told him my plan, and sure enough, within two days, they were called to come in and pitch. I told him that I had a plan, and it was a win-win for us. It would instantly help him put his name on the fast track to director position, and bringing him that much business in his production house, it would also benefit me financially. I would teach them a lesson on how to pitch, or teach him a lesson on how to pitch over the boss and director, and in turn, his company would pay me standard fighter's fee of 15%. He agreed instantly and immediately put me on the line of his general manager, who, upon realizing what this was to be 6 months of work for a high six-digit payout, instantly agreed and drew up a contract. As it turns out, after I gave them a metaphorical step-by-step playbook, they were the perfect fit, somehow understanding the needs and the style of the university as well as the sort of themes the university wanting to feature. The director and my former boss were amazed that my friend's production house was so familiar with the content that they signed them up on the spot. Now, even back then, using a production house back then was not cheap. Each video produced could cost double and triple the monthly salary given to me at that time. Specialized people for each function, producer, director of photography, gaffer, sound person, etc. Complete the video in every 2 to 3 days. So yes, they produced 50 videos in the span of 4 months for over 100 months of my salary. And I sat back and collected a healthy 15%, which was about 15 months of my salary. This allowed me to put money aside for the holiday and to rest further on my studies and respected film school overseas. I thought my plan ended there and I had gotten back at my former boss, but to my surprise, I received a call from a colleague while I was on holiday in Bali one day. The same colleague who had a facepalm when I told that my manager had found out I was a smoker. She had told me that my former manager had been fired and my director given a massive blasting by the chancellor of the university. The content creation project, which I was hired for, was only given a budget equating to about a year and a half of my salary, and they had exceeded that by over 10 times. My former manager was so desperate to ensure that her content creation project could be completed that she had thrown caution to the wind, paying anything to get the job done, and she could show my director that she had completed the project and had approved the massive spend without getting consent from the director.
Damn.
So that's how I got fired super fast and also got a promotion to full, my friend, a full director promotion in his production house. And after a year of pay after getting unfairly fired from my job, effed them all.
Sounds like it.
That is the luckiest nuclear payback pro revenge I've ever heard. For all the pages to fall in line, like, sure, go there, change the names, getting all of them not to Google a production house or a local production. This is England, obviously, the way they speak.
Mm-hmm.
But except so
for
good.
One,
this one says 8,000 upvotes. Landlord put me through 3 years of hell. We all know that what I'm going through right now is quite interesting. If you did not know, I'm going through some drama.
Landlords.
Yeah, landlords. They want to be suckers. I say let them be suckers. I can be petty. I'm going to be petty. You'll all see the video later on down the road. Maybe if you subscribe to the Patreon, you never know. Buy us a coffee in the link below. My landlord was a terrible human being. Honestly, calling him a human is even pushing it. Just a few things that have done me over the past 3 years. Stole my dryer and other household products that are in common areas, made me pay for plumbing repair, which was deemed normal wear and tear. He tried breaking into my house, retaliated against me because I went to a lawyer after he sent me a letter about a parking spot, then charging me an extra $150 a month. Mind you, I was never late for rent in 3 years, except for when he made me pay for the plumbing repair, so the next month I was a couple of days late. The list goes on. Now, this apartment was nowhere near nice. I found out the plumbing was illegal. It left me with a porch for years that has severe safety issues. The ceiling paint was always falling down. The gas heater was not up to code, and so on. I finally got my chance to leave after he wanted to raise my rent $500 a month. He will do anything.
God.
And everything to get more money out of his tenants. So I called the building inspector 4 days before I left and told him everything. The porch, when he finally replaced it, didn't have a permit and was definitely not up to code. I saw him taking measurements the very next day, went on. The inspector came. I saw him taking everything he needed. Each violation was $500 a day, fine until fixed. I honestly don't know what happened, but God, did it feel good to finally get him back. At the very least, it's on the town's radar. A week before I moved, he tried telling me I needed to be out a specific time. I responded to when and where I lived, and that's not how it works. He tried to threaten me with the police if I wasn't gone. Well, I went to the police myself that morning to warn them. The landlord did come by, threatened me and harassed me. I called the police. They informed him I was in the right. Long story short, he had broken into my apartment. I had left to go to storage, and while I was gone, he nailed my door shut. I told the police to get the supervisor because I was over being harassed by this guy. Go figure, he left before the supervisor could get there. I'm positive he knew he'd be arrested on site. Got the police report. They're charging him with a felony of breaking and entry. Fines plus a charge. Don't be a jerk to good people. We don't know you're a good person, but still, not right.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, but it is just sweet revenge. Just sweet revenge.
Sweet revenge.
Yeah.